A pleasant Wednesday, this is Ozarks at Large. Historic Cane Hill, about 20 miles west of Fayetteville, is deeply rooted in the past. The state's first professors of art taught at Cane Hill College in the 19th century. Now, in the 21st century, Historic Cane Hill is hosting a high school art competition with a grand prize of $10,000 toward study at the University of Arkansas School of Art. Earlier this month, I talked with Lawrence McElroy, the Director of Arts and Culture at Historic Cane Hill. He says the competition is being conducted in a very 2020 manner.
We're going to try this a little differently because of the coronavirus situation. We're going to have a virtual exhibition, all online, rather than an on-site gallery exhibition, which we had last year. Smashing success last year. We had an overflow crowd. But this year, it makes it even simpler to enter and less expensive for students. There's no entry fee. You simply snap a digital image of your artwork, and then you upload the image to our registration site through Slide Room, and that information is available. If you can call me or email me, I can get you that link, and that has been sent to every art teacher in the state. So they all have that information.
Yeah, so Cane Hill and the University of Arkansas, of course, both in Northwest Arkansas, but this is a competition that's open to any high school student throughout Arkansas?
Absolutely. The eligibility for this is for any high school age student, 10 through 12, grades 10 through 12, living in Arkansas. Last year we had entries from across the state. We expect to have that again. We had a nice concentration from Little Rock, as far away as Jonesboro. We had entry there.
And this is sculpture. This is photography. This is ceramics. This is art. You can be an artist in any medium and enter.
Absolutely. We want to celebrate the efforts of all the artists in high school working right now. So from the classic two-dimensional, drawing, painting, printmaking, etching, lithography, and we do encourage sculpture, ceramics, photography. Digital art is included, textiles. The only thing that we would have a difficult time with would be an electronic media that would require some sort of playback. Other than that, and we don't have a theme either. Our message to the students is show us your vision. We want to see the best work you can do, whatever that is.
I think when many of us think of Cane Hill, we think of the past, right? And even Historic Cane Hill is in the name. But is this also a way of saying we're here in the present in Cane Hill?
Oh, absolutely. We are known for our significant history here. But part of that history was a legacy in the arts. If you can imagine, Cane Hill College back in the 19th century had a very classic education, but part of that was programming in the arts. In the 1870s, here in the middle of nowhere, they had two professors of painting and drawing right here in Cane Hill. So we're acknowledging that past and by looking forward, and we want to encourage the arts as we move forward.
I'm wondering, do you have any works by those professors of art and painting by any chance?
We do. In our museum, we actually are very privileged to have some of the artwork that was done by the students in the 1870s.
Lawrence McElroy is the Director of Arts and Culture at Historic Cane Hill. He talked with me earlier this month. The deadline to enter a piece in the competition is approaching. It's November 1st. You can find a link to an entry form at ozarksatlarge.com, or you can call Historic Cane Hill. It's 824-5339, and yes, that is in the 479 area code.